Santa tripped me on purpose, and he won't even admit it. He thinks I'm just trying to get him in trouble.
Getting angry with your brother isn't going to make it any better. Good morning, good afternoon, or maybe even good evening. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Say, when you're angry, do you act the way you do when you're in a good mood? No, you tend to yell a lot more and you don't think very clearly. That's what the Bible talks about in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29. It says, "Whoever is patient has great understanding, but the one who is quick-tempered displays folly." Let's take a listen to our story. It's all about that, and it's called Slow to Anger. "Ouch!" yelled Emmett. "You tripped me!" He held onto his skinned knee and rocked back and forth. "I didn't trip you," said Dakota. "You weren't watching where you were going, and you fell over my foot." Emmett's face was red with anger. "You stuck it out on purpose." "I did not," said Dakota. "It was your own fault." He was angry, too. Emmett stood up, doubled his fists, and lunged toward his brother. Dakota moved aside quickly, but not before Emmett managed to give his arm a hard whack. Dakota struck back, and the fight was on. Mr. Harmon, a neighbor, had been watching the boys from his yard. "Boys!" he called as he hurried over. He was just about to pull them apart when they heard loud growling and barking in the yard across the street. Dakota and Emmett stopped fighting and turned to look in the direction of the noise. Two dogs were snarling and snapping at each other. "That little dog is going to get hurt," exclaimed Emmett, starting toward them. To his relief, the man who owned the dogs came out of the house and separated them. "It scares me when dogs fight," Emmett said. "Well, I don't like to see boys fight either," said Mr. Harmon. "You two were going after each other like those dogs."
"He started it," said Emmett.
"No, you did," shouted Dakota.
"You each say the other one started it, but who ended it?" asked Mr. Harmon. The boys looked down at the grass. "Neither one of you did. Those dogs probably started fighting over a bone, and when neither of them would give up what it wanted, they went after each other. Fights between people often start that way, too. And when no one is willing to listen or admit they were wrong, someone gets hurt. The Bible tells us that a quick-tempered person will do foolish things, but that self-control shows others the love of Jesus." Mr. Harmon looked at the boys. "So how about talking things out instead of using your fists?" Emmett and Dakota looked at each other and nodded, even though each still felt sure he had a good reason to be angry. So how about you? Do you often lose your temper? The Bible says that's a foolish thing to do, and it goes against the way Jesus wants us to treat people. The next time you get angry and feel like punching somebody, stop. Show God's love to that person by exercising self-control and working things out peacefully instead of fighting about them. Our key verse is found in James 1, verse 19.
"Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry."
And our key thought for the day, be calm and work things out. Life can get pretty busy sometimes, right? That's why now you can take the Keys for Kids stories with you on the go with the Keys for Kids mobile app. Listen in the car going to school or take the time to learn more about God when you're on the road to Grandma or Grandpa's house. You can read the stories along with me every day on your favorite smartphone or tablet. Just get your parents' permission first and search your app store for Keys for Kids. Well, I'm Zach. Thanks for taking the time to listen to Keys for Kids. I'll catch you right back here tomorrow.